This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, today will be a tough day as the king of New Jersey, King Philip the Unaccountable, will be inaugurated for a second term. As governor came so close, Jack Chinarelli came so close, but, and in Pennsylvania, the enthusiasm for the Republican race for U.S. Senate for governor heating up big time as money's pouring in, a sign of big things to come in 2022. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Glad you are here. It is Tuesday. Hope you had a great day yesterday if you were off. 855-839-1210 is the number if you want to weigh in on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Phillies, kids are gaining weight big time, big time weight gain because of COVID, Obesity in children has been growing for decades. And now they say because COVID, diabetes, hypertension, weight gain in general, putting kids at greater risk of COVID too. So it's like one of those chicken or the egg things. Is it the COVID that's causing them to gain weight? Yes. And then is the weight gain making them more vulnerable to COVID? Yes. So it's one of those things. And a big question, of course, is, are people coming back to the office? You might have just heard in the Fox News rundown the report on the latte metric, using lattes as a guide, latte sales as a guide to see if people are coming back to the workplace. And what they're reporting is down by Wall Street, more lattes are being sold. All those stockbrokers with their fancy coffee drinks. I'm not a latte guy. I'll be totally honest with you. I like just a cup of coffee. That's it. Black. I don't need lattes, milk, steam, none of that nonsense. If anything, I'll do an espresso. If anything, I'll do an Americano, which is just espresso with water. That's it. But the frou-frou drinks, I have no patience for that. And I can't stand when people order them because they take like 9 minutes to make. And the worst is when you're behind some bozo in the freaking drive-thru line who thinks it's appropriate to order lattes in the drive-thru line. Listen, if you want a drink that requires them steaming and foaming milk, get out of the car and walk into the store. I'm sorry, but you want to just drive through and get a cup of coffee and go and be on your way like me. You don't need, if you're going to order the frou-frou fancy drinks with oatmeal and lattes and skim this and that, get out of the car and walk in and buy it. That's all I ask. For the good of society, this is one of those things I think that is for you to be a good member of society. You should agree to do that. And what do you need steam milk and lattes and nonsense anyway? All right, 855-839-1210. Just had to get that off my chest. Dawn, good morning. It is Tuesday. How's it looking today?
Hey, good morning. This is Yelly Show News Live. We are sponsored by Exergen. Accuracy matters. 37 degrees right now. So Philadelphia police searching for the gunman who killed a 16-year-old boy opening fire on a home with young children inside. This happened 6:30 last night on the 2600 block of North Hutchinson Street. This is North Philadelphia. More violence. Upper Darby police in the suburbs. This is Delaware County. Warning residents, be on alert after an increase in stolen catalytic converters. So these thieves are targeting cars parked on residential streets, carving the cars clean of these converters. So automotive experts say these catalytic converters, basically they're emission control devices, they're coveted by criminals. Why? Because of their precious metals like platinum. So these things, if this happens to you, you go to replace it in your vehicle, it can cost $1,000 to $2,000 depending on the car. There's a shortage of these things due to shipping problems caused COVID. And there are new COVID vaccine rules taking effect today in Philadelphia. So if you want to eat indoors at a restaurant, you must provide proof of your COVID vaccine. No more showing a negative COVID test result anymore. New rules starting today, Tuesday, January 18th. The NBC 10 First Alert forecast.
Oh, do you have COVID? What's that? What's
going on with your voice? No, I just have a catch in my throat.
Oh, okay. Is that so from just yelling at the Eagles the other day?
I know. I almost lost my voice yesterday because I was yelling at the stinking Eagles on Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
I'm
what it sounds like.
I'm so bummed out about it. Thank you for that.
We all are. We all are.
So it's like a letdown. So,
and then we may not have baseball anytime soon. So that's also a bummer.
You were going
to
take Patrick.
Have spring training to look for.
I know. And you were going to take Patrick to spring training, your excuse to just get to Florida.
Exactly.
Ah. All right. The NBC 10 First Alert Forecast. So kind of cloudy today. We may see some peaks of sun this morning. The high today, 38 degrees. Tomorrow, a midweek warm-up for your Wednesday, 50 degrees tomorrow. The sun comes out. And then Thursday, it's back to snow. 37 degrees is the high, watching a 95% chance of precipitation in the form of snow. And then we'll round out the week Friday, 27 degrees with sunshine. So a very chilly Friday. So kind of this roller coaster, but tomorrow is definitely the more, you know, nearly 50 degrees. Tomorrow, warmest day of the week. Okay, Exergen, accuracy matters. So Exergen agrees with a just-released study by the FDA confirming non-contact thermometers, they say, are not accurate. They are labels containing false info. Be sure, be accurate with Exergen thermometers backed by more than 100 clinical studies. Learn more, Exergen.com. This is Scioli Show News Live.
All right, Dawn, thank you. 855-839-1210 is the number if you want to weigh in. So looking at a number of stories, actually the big story of the day today, which is fascinating to me, is that more Americans have now decided that they are Republicans. There's a huge, huge shift right now in the electorate with people identifying as Republicans as the Democrats hit the abyss. Now, there's so many implications of this, but let's just begin with the most basic, the most local, which is the upcoming United States Senate race in Pennsylvania for Pat Toomey's seat, and then also the governor's race in Pennsylvania, too. More and more people who are identifying as Republican now than Democrat. That's how bad things are going for Joe Biden right now. And, you know, even all the January 6th coverage and even all the idea that the Republican Party is nothing more than an insurrectionist party and all the other talking points the media tried to shove down people's throats hasn't changed anything. People are now realizing it's extraordinary what Gallup has found. 14-point shift in party identification during 2021. On average, Americans' political party preferences in 2021 look similar to prior years, with slightly more U.S. adults identifying as Democrats or leaning Democrat than Republican or leaned Republican. But then all of a sudden, there became this dramatic shift, a 9 percentage point Democrat advantage in the first quarter to a 5-point Republican edge in the fourth quarter. So that 14-point shift right there has been huge. Democrats had benefited at the beginning of the year. By the end of the year, though, it got bad for them, and it got worse for them. And now the shift in people identifying as Republicans. And you have to remember something, too. There's a lot of people that will identify as Republicans in their hearts and will never tell anybody because they don't want to get blasted by people on social media. They don't want to be outcast in society and everything else. We have some very big races coming up in Pennsylvania in 2022. Very big races. I mean, the eyes of the nation on this. Let's just take the U.S. Senate seat, first of all. Pat Toomey's vacating the seat. When he announced that he was not running again, Democrats were salivating, thinking that this was going to be an easy get for them. Easy get, no problem. They figured Pennsylvania's been trending blue, and we'll be able to pick this state up, no problem, they thought. Especially with all their little mail-in ballot nonsense and everything else, they got this. Well, the problem for them, though, of course, is that now that people are shifting Republican, and more Republicans are entering the race because they see the opportunity. These people that are spending all this money to jump in the race, Dave McCormick and Mehmet Oz, they're not doing this because they just want to blow millions and millions of dollars. They're doing this because their polling tells them that they can win. So they've got an advantage by being very lucrative candidates and being able to do lots of polling to figure out whether or not it's a good investment for them to enter the race. That's not a commentary on their ability to win the primary or the general. It's just a simple fact. I mean, they're not going to enter the race unless they think there's a legitimate chance they can win before they invest millions and millions and millions of dollars. I think most people feel that way. If you're not a politician who's planning on running anyway, if you're thinking of jumping into politics, you're probably going to survey the lay of the land first, especially if you're going to move to a state that you're not currently living in. So all those factors, I think, are a big sign. Then secondly, take into account the enthusiasm for parents and after what they saw in Virginia, which is that you got a guy elected there who said, I'm going to stand up for parents. The teachers union worked really hard to stop him. Glenn Youngkin wins anyway. Gets in there. First thing he does as governor, gets rid of the mask mandate, gets rid of the critical race theory and all these other toxic courses. So I think parents are fired up now, too, thinking that there is a real chance of winning in blue state Pennsylvania in 2022. And there is. There absolutely is. Then you take in what's going on the national level. The fact that COVID is still around, the fact that there's all this disunity in the country, the fact of the economy, the inflation, the gas prices and everything else. But Americans are also smart. They look at what's happening in the U.S. Senate. They see this battle over the filibuster. They see that it comes down to one vote. They realize how critical one vote in the United States Senate can be. They do. They see that. They realize that this vote in Pennsylvania, whoever is the U.S. senator in Pennsylvania, it could be the difference between keeping the Democrats at bay or giving them everything they want. Because if the seat flips to blue, you know the Democrats then, it's very likely they may have the majority with Kamala Harris as vice president to break the ties, to be able to ram through all kinds of craziness like destroying the filibuster, for example. This is the big story of the day today. It's brought to you by DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo is privacy simplified. They don't care what makes you you. They just care about protecting your privacy online. They will do that like you've never seen before. It really is something special. So go online at DuckDuckGo. You can download the browser. You can use their browser extension. DuckDuckGo is privacy simplified. See, that all those factors piled together for what looks like it could be a very strong year in Pennsylvania. But I have to tell you, though, the big lesson of New Jersey, as today Murphy gets inaugurated for a second term, is going to be turnout. It's going to be turnout. I was listening to the news this morning, and they said in a race that was much closer than public polls predicted. Right. Well, I knew those polls were BS, and I told you those polls were BS, but don't think for a second that won't happen again this year in Pennsylvania. You know it will. They'll show John Fetterman with a huge lead for U.S. Senate. They'll show Shapiro with a huge lead for governor. And then people might get, they'll lose enthusiasm and they'll stay home. And then they'll also go, well, they're going to cheat anyway, so I'll stay home. That's an excuse. That's going to become a self-fulfilling prophecy. If Republicans can win in Virginia, they can win in Pennsylvania. And they could have won in New Jersey too, and more people turned out. I'm convinced of it. Lowest turnout in like 40 years or something like that in New Jersey, because people thought it was a fait accompli. So those factors are very big deals. But this shift now among voters, identifying more as Republicans, 2021 was a bad year for Democrats. It was a bad year for them. I mean, you just think about alone just the cost of filling your gas tank and the COVID numbers surging and everything else. The bottom line, Gallup writes, is the year 2021 was an eventful one in politics. After a similarly eventful 2020 that also saw major shifts in party preferences, in early 2021, Democratic strength reached levels not seen in nearly a decade. By the third quarter, those Democratic gains evaporated as Biden's job approval declined. The political winds continue to become more favorable to Republicans in the fourth quarter, giving the GOP an advantage over Democrats larger than they had achieved in more than, ready, 25 years. Boom. We had the January 6th thing, which was now, you know, shoved down our throats, the insurrection, blah, blah, blah. You would think people would run from the Republican Party based on that. That was certainly the goal of the media, by reporting it nonstop with national coverage and, you know, camped out at the Capitol the day of. And it doesn't, I've told you before and I'll tell you again, it doesn't affect people. It doesn't. It's not what drives them. It's not the primary motivating factor. What drives them is what James Carville said in the 1990s. It's the economy, stupid. Always has been, always will be. It always will be. And so there, but I do think these numbers are not accurate, in the sense that I think there's a whole lot more people that identify as Republican, but because of stuff like January 6th, they don't want to say anything about it. They don't want to tell their friends. They don't want to tell their family. They're embarrassed about it. They think that people will judge them, whatever, so they just keep it quiet. Or they don't want to fight on social media. You know, I've seen more and more people who are nowadays on social media are just looking to go back to posting pictures of their kids and cat videos. They're just tired of nonstop battling with people. So if you think about that, then probably what I think is more accurate is the fact that probably there's more of a shift towards Republicans than you've ever realized. Because there's always that factor of people that zip it. I don't want to say a word. I don't need it. I have no interest in talking about it publicly. But they don't want to, they're tired of the fact that they're paying almost $4 a gallon for gas and heating their homes and then going to the store. And, you know, it's even getting hard now to find those big family packs of chopped meat to feed families, because that's what people are resorting to again. They're having to buy these big family packs and make ends meet because grocery prices are soaring again. I mean, soaring to levels we haven't seen in 40 years. So it's a bad time to be a Democrat. And Joe Biden can't accomplish anything on Capitol Hill. I mean, it's bad. It's really bad. So that's where things stand. 855-839-1210. Well, if you want to feed your family, I've got a great suggestion for you to stock up the freezer with Omaha Steaks. And it's wonderful, too, because you get so much food. You get so much. It's an incredible value when you use my name, Zeoli. You're actually going to get free food. That's right. In a time right now of soaring food prices, you're going to get four free pork chops and four chicken breasts for free just by using my name, Zeoli. Well, the other night, my sister-in-law was over. I fired up some of those beautiful bacon-wrapped filet mignons. Oh, they were just delicious, like butter. They really were like butter. It was great. What I did was I put a little of the Omaha Steak seasoning on them, and then I put them in the saute pan for a little bit, got a nice crust on them, finished them in the oven. So tender and juicy. It was great. Omaha Steaks makes it easy. Easy for you to make people happy with dinner parties. Easy for you to stock up that freezer. And for a limited time, right now, you get an exclusive deal at omahasteaks.com. Put my name, Zeoli, in the search bar on top of the webpage. You're going to get four of their lean pork chops, four of their extra juicy chicken breasts free when you order the Heartland Favorites Pack. Every order is backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee and delivered safely to your doorstep. So start the new year right. Warm up your winter with 50% off lean, tender steaks and hearty home-cooked favorites from Omaha Steaks. Plus, don't forget about the four free pork chops and four free chicken breasts free. And if you are a new customer ordering for the first time, enter Zeoli at checkout. Get $30 off select packages. OmahaSteaks.com, keyword Zeoli.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Save the blue.
great to have you with us today. 855-839-1210 if you want to weigh in on any of the issues we are discussing. So I'm really getting concerned now about spring training that it's not going to happen, and that's a real bummer because I was thinking this would be a good year to start the new tradition of taking my son every year down to Florida to see spring training. So I'm bummed about this. I don't know. I mean, Bill was very negative about it yesterday. Very, very depressing. Quite frankly, Millennial, your prophecy of this.
It's one of those things where between owners and players, they're just too far off right now, it seems, in January, and it starts next month, spring training. So
how long do they need to pull the trigger? Like, if they reach an agreement, you know, next week, the trigger and do spring training? Or
I think they could. I'd have to look more into that on, like, what the turnaround would be.
I think I read that if they want to do... the problem with 2020 was that a lot of people say they didn't have long enough spring training, you know, for pitchers to get their arms warmed up and everything. So I think I read that like February 22nd would be like a drop dead date for them to report to spring training by March 1st, which would give them a month because the first game is supposed to be what, March 31st, I think. So that would give them essentially a month to, to do spring training. So like February 22nd, and I just don't see it happening by then.
So if you bought tickets for a spring training game for, say, March 4th, March 5th, like that, and it doesn't happen, you obviously get your money back. But if the game is, like, right now they're selling tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you think they're selling tickets because they're optimistic, or they're selling tickets just because they want money and figure it's just easier just to refund everybody?
The latter.
The latter? Yeah.
I mean, it's just like I said yesterday with the NHL. The NHL was selling tickets up until the drop dead date, and then they started refunding. So I guess the business model has always been, we'll take your money for now and then give it back when we have to.
So the drop dead date is February 22nd.
About that. Yes, yeah.
That's not a lot of time for people to make plans, obviously.
No, it's not.
And then what about all the hotels that are? I mean, obviously the players, you have to stay places and all the other stuff. Are they eating that regardless? Because you can't just call them up on February 22nd and be like, hey, I need a whole hotel for, you know what I mean?
Yeah. You would think that they, like, especially in Clearwater, they have a lot of those hotels and stuff booked, and you know what I mean? So, maybe people will still go, you know what I mean? Like, Clearwater is a lovely city, right?
I'm telling you, most of the hotels are already booked in Clearwater. The whole area, Clearwater, yeah. Tampa, St. Petersburg. Yep. I mean, there's the Yankees play down there too.
Yep. Tampa. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that whole part of the state, Tampa, St. Petersburg, Clearwater, that whole region right there, hotels are booked up and down the coast.
Yep.
So,
yep.
So I don't know. I mean, hopefully it'll happen. I hope it does. It'd be a total bummer if it doesn't. What are they for? Is it salary? Is that what it is? I mean, and who's being greedy here?
It's a myriad of issues. I mean, salaries, like, it always comes down to the pie, like the pot of money that wants to be split between owners and players for the lower level players. Because we all hear about Bryce Harper and Mike Trout getting these substantially $300+ million deals, but they're trying to make a deal for their minor league systems and the small time players that are only only making six figures, low seven figures, that isn't substantial compared to the rest of the league or the superstars.
Right.
So, and they want to get the DH, the designated hitter, in the NL to create more of create more hitting in baseball, because sometimes baseball is boring. Baseball is one of the most boring sports, so they're trying to bring it up to become fun.
Well, I think we figured that out when Homer Simpson stopped drinking.
Yes. So
Homer stopped drinking beer and he realized how boring the game really was. All right. Well, hopefully we'll keep our fingers crossed there. But I mean, maybe more than the salary, maybe the designated hitter rule for the National League might be more of a sticking point. Possibly. I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out. I feel like they have money. I mean, they always eventually work it out with the money.
And remember the ball issue that the players say that the Major League Baseball changed the balls to two different kinds of balls without telling the players or the teams. Remember that? So they said it affected their stats. Mm-hmm. So they're mad about that.
Yeah, they want to start using tennis balls, which I think would be great. I mean, they would, you know, that's, you want to make the game competitive? Tennis balls. There you go. Boom. It cracked those babies out right out of the stands every time.
One of the big sticking points that I'm seeing is John Heyman of the MLB Network is saying that one of the biggest things that the players are trying to do is allow players to become free agents to be able to sign with any team they want after 5 years of playing professional baseball, and owners are dead set at sticking to 6 years of professional baseball before they can be a free agent. So that's one of the
And that 1 year makes
one
that big
year,
of a difference?
1 year, apparently.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. All right. 855-839-1210. Well, fingers crossed, because I want to go to Clearwater again. All right. Dr. Mike Venaria, my buddy, my dentist, my family's dentist, too. He is the master of dental implants. You know what makes Dr. Mike so great? Well, first of all, his office is fantastic. Wonderful people. Great music playing. And for 9 years, 9 years in a row, he's been voted South Jersey's top dentist. 9 years in a row. Can't beat that. I saw Dr. Mike recently. First, I had my cleaning. Then he fitted me for a snore guard, one of those mouth guards. It was great. It made such a difference. I've been sleeping so much better since then. And while I was in there, I saw a listener, a friend of mine, Rich, who was in there. He was getting a pain-free root canal treatment, something you can get at Dr. Mike's office as well. Look, Dr. Mike does it all. Pediatric, general, cosmetic dentistry, and of course, those very complicated dental implants. If you're looking for a new dentist, go see him. He's got two offices to serve you, Cinnaminson and Woodbury, New Jersey. Minutes over the bridge in Cinnaminson, New Jersey. And, you know, I mean, you go right over the Betsy Ross Bridge and he's right there. Dental implants are an art form. They really are. They are an art form. And you want to make sure you go to the right dentist, not just the one that's closest to your house. I can't say that enough because a lot of people have gone to the wrong dentist and they paid a price for this. But you'll get a free consultation with Dr. Mike. He's award-winning, an award-winning dentist when it comes to dental implants. So you'll be in great hands. And he's my guy, too. So, you know, you know that he's going to be like-minded. You'll have great conversations with him. So definitely go see him today. Just go to VanariaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com, or give him a buzz, 856-786-2020, 856-786-2020, or VanariaDental.com. My buddy, Dr. Mike Venaria, the dental implant master, VanariaDental.com.
Thanks for taking the Zioli Show with you. Rich Zioli, weekday mornings on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
For United States Senate in Pennsylvania, the race for governor in Pennsylvania, the race for lieutenant governor in Pennsylvania, you can see the enthusiasm is there, which is great. Democrats, though, have a real problem. And, you know, I was thinking about this, too, because this whole battle of over COVID and vaccines and everything else. So in Philadelphia right now, you have to be vaccinated if you want to go inside a restaurant, or they're going to make you sit outside in the cold like a leper, like a pariah, like a homeless person. You have to stay outside. You won't be allowed inside. And they admit the vaccines don't stop the spread of COVID-19. They admit that vaccinated people can give it and spread it and get it. They admit all this. They were saying that on the news this morning. And yet they're doing it anyway. It's like Hawaii. If you want to visit Hawaii now, the governor of Hawaii announced yesterday, you'll have to be vaccinated and boosted if you want to visit the state of Hawaii. So in order to enter a state in the United States of America, I mean, this is just, it's unheard of. You will either have to be vaccinated and boosted, or you'll have to quarantine on the island for 5 days. Now, quarantining in Hawaii is horrible. It sounds great at first. You go, oh, well, if I have to quarantine anywhere, might as well be Hawaii. No. You have to go to your room like a child. You can't leave the room. They deliver food up to you. They leave it outside the doorway. They act like you're COVID positive. You can't leave. You can't go for a walk. You can't go down to the pool. You can't get a drink. Nothing. You have to stay in your room like a leper. It's the most bizarre thing in the world that this is happening in the United States of America. for a virus that has a death rate that is almost statistically insignificant at this point, if you don't have a comorbidity or you're not a very elderly person. And yet we act this way in the United States of America. For you to now enter a state there, it's basically easier. It's easier to get into certain foreign countries at this point than it is to get into another state, Hawaii. And we put up with this. It's just mind boggling. You want to go there, you better be vaccinated and boosted, or you're going to have to hole up in your room for 5 days and then take tests. I mean, how is this the United States of America? Honestly, Hawaii makes me mad. It's one of those things I got asked the other day. Would you ever live there? No, it's too expensive and it's way too liberal. How could I live in a state that thinks it's okay to treat Americans like this? How could I live in a state like that? First of all, even to go there, you got to declare if you have any produce on you in violation of the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution. You think I have produce, get a warrant and search me. I'm not declaring that I have anything on me. That's how I view it. This is the United States. I'm not going into a foreign country here, but that's for another show. I've gone on tirades over that over the years too. But on this point, and don't justify, I don't care. You justify anything you want. You justify a million things. It doesn't matter. This is the Fourth Amendment out trumps any of your justifications for anything. But this is where we are. It's lunacy time. So even though the vaccines don't stop the spread of COVID-19, you could be a fully vaccinated, boosted person on that plane, get off the plane in Hawaii and be a super spreader. You can still be free in the state of Hawaii. But if you're not vaccinated, you'll have to hole up in your room for 5 days. It's bizarre. It's virtue signaling is what it is. It's complete virtue signaling. California, because I always think about it, too. I want warm weather. That's ultimately my goal, is to have the Zioli family, much like the Corleone family, got out of New York, wound up going west. I would like at some point the Zioli family to get out of New Jersey, go someplace warm. So I weigh several options. I love California. I do. I love the beauty of California, the majestic beauty of the Bear Republic. I do. I love it. I think it's beautiful. The mountains, the sea. I love it. I could never live there. I couldn't. It's just too liberal. I couldn't do it. And now they're actually weighing a proposal that could double California taxes. The bill would increase taxes by roughly $12,250 per household. Per household. They want to establish a single-payer health system. They're crazy in California. A single-payer health system. And in order to pay for that, they would have to whack everybody's taxes by roughly $12,000 per household in order to fund this. To raise now an additional $163 billion a year, which is more than California raised in total tax revenue any year before the pandemic. But Gavin Newsom's a lunatic. I mean, the guy is a socialist, and he wants to become president. Now, so I contrast it. Then I look at the other warm state in the country, Florida. There's no income tax in Florida. There's no income tax. So I could go to California, and I could just bleed money, where the marginal rate on wage income would soar to 18% in California, 18%, well above the median top rate of 5.3 and the state's existing rate of 12.3. There'd be an 18-bracket system with higher taxes kicking in for individuals earning more than $150,000 a year. And then the highest rate would apply to those making more than $2.5 million. Well, I'm nowhere near that, obviously, but that's not the point. It's the principle of it. And you know what happens, too? It's like it starts to creep up little by little, until all of a sudden you realize, how much am I paying between this and the federal taxes? I'm paying like 60, 70% of my salary in taxes. Florida, there's no income tax. And you know what worries me about Florida, though? And I said this the other day to somebody. I said, the problem, though, is so many people are leaving blue states to go to Florida that I wouldn't be surprised if in a couple of years Florida goes blue. Because what always amazes me is people will leave these states. They're expensive. They don't like the fact that they don't have freedom. And then they go there and they vote Democrats, who then wind up making it a blue state. I mean, Florida is one of those states that could easily flip back to being a Democrat state. It's a swing state for a reason. They call it that. And that's what I think scares a lot of people about it. You know, that all these people are going to come down from New York, come down from Jersey, Philly, and then they're going to start voting for Democrats who are going to turn Florida into California. Just like Phil Murphy was very adamant when he first got elected governor of New Jersey. He said, we're going to make New Jersey the California of the East Coast. This is what they believe. They don't shy from this. This is what they believe, and what they believe their mission on earth is to make these states as progressive and expensive as possible. You remember in the campaign for governor of New Jersey, Phil Murphy said, and Jack Chitarelli played him saying it many times, if taxes are your issue, maybe we're not your state. That was his thing. Because in his mind, he believes that, no, New Jersey has to become like California. Has to. It's what needs to happen. I was listening the other day, Governor Kathy Hochul of New York. This is not a bright person. She's not. She was saying yesterday on Martin Luther King Day, because they were using the entire day to drive this whole message that Republicans are stealing votes. They want to deprive people of the right to vote. I think it was Joy Reid who said, Republicans today, it's the equivalent of how many guests, you know, you got to figure out how many jelly beans are in the jar before you can vote. And so she's going on about how all across the country, Republicans are trying to deprive people of the right to vote, but not here in New York. New York is one of the biggest states in the country. So if it's not happening in New York, one could conclude it may not be happening anywhere, but she actually said this, but not here, thankfully, but everywhere else it's happening. So we got to do something about it. Anyway, I laugh at this stuff. I do because, I mean, raising taxes like this in California, you're just going to see more people leave California. There's this exodus happening from California. People are moving to Texas. So the five states that saw the biggest exodus of people all have Democrat governors. The five states that saw the biggest influx of people all have Republican governors. Even Vermont. You know, people don't realize because of Bernie Sanders, Vermont has a Republican governor. It does. It usually does. Vermont actually is a much more conservative state than you realize in many respects. But again, it's like, you know, there's also this huge bunch of nutty people in Vermont, too. But it's people love Vermont. They do. They love it. I could never live there. Way too cold for me. Could never do it. No interest. No interest whatsoever. But outside of Burlington, it's a much more conservative place. It's like anything else. You know, it's got these conservative pockets outside of the metro areas. So the five states in the United States of America, so the biggest exodus, all have Democrat governors. The five states with the biggest influx of new people all have Republican governors. There's a reason for this. There's a reason why this is happening. There are 36 governors races on the ballot this year in 2022. And I can just think what some of the issues are going to be. But what scares me, though, is that so many people embrace the kind of lunacy of like a Hawaii, where you must be vaccinated and boosted before you can come to another state within the country, where they think it's perfectly fine to impose those kind of rules on Americans for a virus that is not killing people to the degree that smallpox was or anything like that, where you could justify this. And I mean, not even close. And then also, too, when the vaccine is not stopping the spread of COVID-19. So, I mean, I know people this weekend, they were all together. There were like 10 vaccinated people all in New York. They took like five rapid COVID tests over the course of their 4-day weekend. They were all worried about getting it and giving it. They're all vaccinated and boosted. The point is, we see this nuttiness everywhere. And I've had it. I mean, I've just had it. I really have. And you know, more Americans right now, because of these dumb isolation times, more Americans have depression and anxiety symptoms while coping with pandemic isolation. So the new data that came out shows thousands of Americans are living with depression and anxiety. And many mental health professionals agree the increase is likely linked to because COVID. That's right. Over the past 2 years, psychologists are saying they've seen more and more new patients reaching out for help. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, more than 50% of people ages 18 to 29 who live alone have symptoms of anxiety and depression. The same goes for people 30 to 44. And they say quarantine, social distance, stay away from large groups, and all of that can be draining. They say draining. And it winds up causing people to be very depressed. Like, there's one writer said, this guy, David Walker, he lives in Portland, Oregon. He said, Portland, Maine. He said, I used to travel. I'd go to conventions and shows. I would spend about 2 months out of every year on the road out of town. I'd see hundreds, if not thousands of other people at conventions. And so I'd probably say 95 to 99% of my actual personal interactions are gone. And he says his daily life has changed as well. Even going to get coffee could be a hard decision for him. He says, I think about it from the perspective of every interaction could potentially get you infected. The problem is that for a lot of people who have a little bit of anxiety, this ratchets it up in them tremendously. This one mental health professional said, my practice is seeing anywhere from 35 to a 40% increase of people coming in, specifically around the pandemic, he said. He says, it's unending, seemingly so. It's unending, and they don't even know what to do. They can't even figure it out right now. So then you understand then why people might be moving to states. Here are the top outbound states. Ready? Number one, Pennsylvania. Top outbound state. I'm sorry, number 12 is Pennsylvania, not number one. Sorry. That's one of the most outbound states in the country. People are leaving it. Leaving. Pennsylvania. They want out. They want out. And it's a shame because Pennsylvania is a great state. Used to be a great state to be in. People used to love living here. And now there's so much frustration in it. But the top five states, and you probably can't, you probably could figure this out if you were to really think about it. Top outbound states. Number one, Illinois. One of the bluest states in the country. And I do think weather plays a big part in this too. Number two, New Jersey. That's right. New Jersey, one of the top outbound states in the country. Taxes are huge. Soar. I mean, you can never get enough. Number three, New York. Third top outbound state in the country. That's right. Number four, Connecticut. Also a big blue state. Every now and then has a Republican governor. Not now. Number five, Kansas. You know what's interesting about Kansas? Kansas has a Democrat governor. It's got it's one of those swing states. But the problem for Kansas is that they've got a lot of and they've got a lot of corporations. They've got incentive packages. They've got all those things. They've got a lot of good reasons to live there. And yet people are fleeing the state of Kansas, too. And then Massachusetts. I mean, you keep going down this list. Ohio. I mean, you can understand. And then the inbound states that you look at the most, and Florida is number one. And people coming into that state. They love the weather. They love the no income tax. They love the freedom. I think all these things factor into it. But with all these people moving out of blue states, doesn't it scare you that those, like the states they move into, the red states are just going to wind up becoming blue states? Scares me. 855-839-1210 is the number. And taxes are obviously such a driving issue. People are trying to get away from having to pay so many taxes. And I'll tell you one thing, though. If you do owe the IRS money, you're not going to get away from them. They will find you no matter where you go. You can flee. You can go to another state. They'll find you. So if you need help with the IRS, you better call the tax problem solver, Charlie Montesino. 877-257-1040. 877-257-1040. If you owe money, the IRS can help. It doesn't matter if you owe income or payroll taxes, if you have unfiled returns. Charles Montesino can help. You call him at 877-257-1040. He is the tax problem solver, certified public accountant, certified tax resolution specialist, one of fewer than 153 people in the entire country with both designations. Charlie Montesino can help both individuals and businesses. So whether you have a balance you cannot pay, you have unfiled tax returns, or you're being audited, you need to call the tax problem solver at 877-257-1040. Why is Charlie Montesino called the tax problem solver? It's easy. He solves tax problems. That's right. 877-257-1040. He's located in South Jersey. He's got a real office to serve you, but he'll help you anywhere you need help. Just call him. Go to taxproblemssolved.com, taxproblemssolved.com, or give him a buzz today at 877-257-1040. IRS problems will never go away on their own. Business or personal, you need him in your corner. The tax problem solver, 877-257-1040.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app. This is the Zioli Show podcast.
Rumors spread around in that Texas town about the Shaq outside the game. You know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you wanna go. That whole mile on the range, they got a lot of nice girls.
I'll tell you what, what? I am really glad I stuck with Dexter, Greg. I'm glad I didn't turn it off.
How good was the ending? Did you get to the ending?
What's that?
Did you get to the ending?
I did. Yeah, I did. I thought it was great. It was a really good season. I'm glad I watched it. Did you stick with Yellow Jackets?
I did. Still don't love it.
Did you finish it?
I did.
You didn't love it?
No.
God. I thought it was great.
I mean, it went from a really cool concept to, like, I don't know. Like, it's a little absurd. I mean, thing is absurd, but it's just, it, you know.
But a serial killer who kills other serial killers, you think is a pretty realistic concept?
Yeah. Well,
hiding in upstate New York?
Look, I hated the last 3 seasons of Dexter, and I think they redeemed themselves by kind of tying everything up into, you know.
Actually, you know, the most unrealistic thing about the new season of Dexter is that he left Florida for New York. that would never happen.
It's true. Upstate.
I mean, a serial killer killing other serial killers, yeah, totally realistic. Yep. Leaving Florida for New York State, no chance. No one does that.
By the way,
I thought it was in Alaska. I think it would have been better if it was in Alaska, to be honest with you.
Well, that's what they made it look like it was going to be at the end of that. But it's, you know, it's upstate New York. So
I guess that's not far enough, in my opinion. If you're hiding out, you got to go on the lam. You got to go to Alaska.
Yeah.
Because the odds of you running into somebody at a conference in New York City like she did, or, you know, your odds go down on that a lot. And I did like the whole podcaster thing. There was a theme in the show where this woman was a true crime podcaster.
Yep.
And I thought it was pretty funny that at one point she said, "Radio's dead. I'm a podcaster."
Yep.
It's like, uh-huh. Radio's still kicking podcasting's butt, but all right, you know. But that was a good little subplot, I thought.
It was. By the way, one more. I was going to text you over the weekend. Did you watch the Ray Donovan movie?
I have not. I've never watched Ray Donovan.
Oh, God. Okay.
Is it a good show?
It's a really good show, and they did a great, because it got canceled because, again, the last season or two were terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just like, well, it got canceled without really wrapping everything up. So this is like a 90-minute movie to wrap up the entire series, and it was super good. So,
well, that's good. That is good.
Yeah. Showtime's doing that now, because I feel like they left a lot of things on the table with a lot of these series, and they were just like, well, we have to clean this up. You know what I mean? So they did the new season of Dexter, and they did the Ray Donovan movie. So, it's good.
Now, the question is, can you see – would you recommend watching the Ray Donovan movie if you've never seen the series?
No, you should see
the series. Okay.
Yeah, you have to watch the series, which is
– I read something the other day that there's 530 scripted shows right now currently streaming.
Yes. Yeah.
That's insane.
I know.
You can never watch everything.
It's like the best time to be a consumer because there's so much out there. I mean, of course, you have to pay for everything. You know what I mean? Like, nothing is free. You have to pay for everything. But it's a great time to be a consumer, to be somebody who has, you know, a script of a series, you know, because everything's getting picked up. And if, like, a regular network passes on it, Hulu or Showtime or one of these streaming channels will pick it up for you.
Yeah. No, it's also probably a good time to be a content creator, I would think, because now you have more platforms than ever before.
Agreed.
Ever before. I mean, I saw an advertisement during the game on Sunday about Tubi. I don't know what the hell Tubi is. But it's another, you know, it's another platform. I don't know if they're making original content or not, but, you know, this is the battle right now for content. So if you're a writer, if you're a creator, and hell, now you can film things just on your iPhone.
I know.
The new iPhone has a mode now called cinema mode, where you can actually, cinematic mode, you can add depth of field, you can focus transitions, you can do all these things. You can make a movie just with your iPhone now. It's amazing times. All right, 855-839-1210. We got a big 7 o'clock hour coming up. The CDC suggesting they should cancel band. No more band. That's right, no football band, no band. One of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard in my life. I'll tell you about that. The race for United States Senate in Pennsylvania heats up big time. Don't go away.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.